morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning, it's Monday. Woohoo! Hello, I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Oh, you can say it with me this morning. News that you can use on this Monday and every day. Here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you, my friend. And I want to say thank you to all of you that sent me emails over the weekend. It is so encouraging to me. And even though I might not get right back with you because I'm out and about throughout the weekend, when you send me those emails and you're sharing with me ideas and content and things that you, and even questions, it brings in a dose of encouragement and it gets us thinking. And the email that I love that spoke to me the most yesterday was the one that shared that a gal that called or sent an email, tried to call in on the show last week and had some questions. And I'm hoping, Roxanne, that we can get to your question and get some content, some information to you today in this show. And I want to thank you for sharing how you were encouraged by listening in last week. That meant a lot to me. And I want to invite you to be sure to email me, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y at KSL. KSLM.news and give me insight. Ask me questions. I think this is great, great opportunity to get to know other people in the community and hear from you on things that matter most to you and events that are going on in your lives, your church, your nonprofit organization. I know as we move into November, November is generally a big month for nonprofit organizations in general. Then you add the pandemic and there's such a need, a compelling need to get out and help people as we move into this cold season. And speaking of cold, oh my goodness, right now at this KSLM studios, it's 26 degrees. So it was a cold night last night. And I know people were hustling through the weekend to try to help some of our vulnerable populations that spend the night outside, our homeless populations here in Marion County and throughout the Northwest. And we've got to again, I think, figure out some solutions for folks that are compromised with their housing situation. And as we look at the headlines this morning, it's interesting as we talk about the homeless. That's certainly an issue that's very much on people's minds. In the Statesman Journal this morning, it's talking about our Salem project. And on the front half of the fold, it says construction is underway for a low-income housing project on Park Avenue Northeast near the Oregon State Hospital in Salem. And they had some bulldozers there. And then the bottom fold, kind of getting into the bottom half, it says, what do residents want for Salem? People weigh in on expected growth and what the city looks like. And it's interesting because I thought this little headline said Salem residents are not optimistic. And they're drafting. They're trying to get Salem people to go, okay, where do you want to go from here? And it's interesting coming back to Salem after being gone for 30 years. And there's been some changes, but really there hasn't been. And that's the part that's really interesting to me. And I don't know if it's because it's a capital city. Maybe this is a phenomenon across the United States and a lot of the capital cities. They just kind of stay the same. The expectations are the same. It's a government, you know, seat. I don't know, but I do think it's an opportunity for us to really look at where do we want this community to go in the future and to get engaged in the plan. You know, if they say we're going to grow by 60,000 new residents by 2035, our population, what does that look like? Because with that growth, obviously there is more needs that need to be met. And there's also ways that we have to pay for these things. And so again, it wraps back around to my big hitting the drum again, that the best government is the local government. And how are we going to get involved in our city, our commission, our Marion County Commission? How are we going to get involved in our state government here locally? And so with only a week away from the election, we thought it would be really fun this morning. I brought my beloved Terry in with me today. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, good morning.
You know, on, I believe it was Friday, Either Thursday. It was random Friday. Yep. Art called in and said, hey, bring Terry back. And yep. So I said, Terry, you got to come back on the air with me. And how about this idea? And here you are. So
hey.
Good morning to Art.
Good morning, Art. Thanks, yeah. man.
Yes.
You got me back on the air.
She's mean. I think he was wondering if you'd been you've been healthy. You've just been busy, Harley man.
Oh, yeah.
We've traveled and you've been busy at work, and it's a good season. And so it's great to have you in the studio. And we got a fun morning plan, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Lots to do, lots to talk about. Fun stuff.
Well, I want to say first and foremost, a lot of times I like to do a shout out in the morning, happy birthday, because, you know, I know, Terry, you're not a big birthday person, but I am, and I think each and every person, the day that they were born into life is such a great way to celebrate them and their existence, because we know each person is a treasure in what they bring and their experiences and their value. And today we have quite a few friends that have birthdays, so I want to say, first and foremost, happy birthday to Vela Thomas.
Yay.
Happy birthday to you, our friend. And then David Johnson's got a birthday today. Happy birthday, David Johnson. And a classmate of mine, Janelle Blankenship, it's her birthday today. Happy birthday, Janelle. And then our Harley friend, Orlando. Happy birthday, Orlando.
And he's down in Florida, coincidentally.
He's in Florida. He's working it. He may or may not be, because I know he took that job.
Remember? He's in Cincinnati.
Yeah, he's in Ohio.
Yep.
So happy birthday, Orlando. We miss you. We didn't get to see you at Sturgis this year. And then good friends of mine, in fact, they're back in South Dakota, and she is amazing. Her and her husband are an incredible team, and I went to church with them for years and years, and she actually has bought coffee kiosk. It's called Black Hills Blend. It's the best coffee ever, of course.
Now,
they're the little coffee huts throughout Rapid City, and she's expanded the business. So happy birthday to Kathy Cook today. So I think it's important that we celebrate and we recognize super incredible people in our lives.
I think sometimes people will say, well, it's your birthday, blah, 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 blah. You know, kind of like me, I blow it off. But it is kind of nice when you're on Facebook, you can see all these people, and they took the time out. So it kind of makes me want to take the time out.
I know.
At least to say happy birthday or, you know, have a great day or something like that. You know, in a small way, it matters.
Of us have a heart's desire, I believe, to leave a legacy and imprint on someone else's lives. And certainly all of these folks I've mentioned have impacted our lives.
Oh,
and
definitely.
It's great to recognize them today. And so if it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Yay.
And we're not going to sing. We'll spare you that. But we'll say happy birthday. So we had quite a lively weekend. Friends, if you're friends of mine on Facebook, and maybe I'll share some of this on our KSLM radio Facebook, if you want to be my friend on Facebook, Good Morning Stacy Ann is how you find me personally. But I had an adventure on Saturday. You know, last week I had a chance, Terry, to go to Linn County and hang out with some Republican folks there and the party, get to know some people, some treasure there.
Yep.
And then Saturday I got invited to ride along with Amy Ryan Courser as she campaigned in with Lincoln County Republicans, and then went over to Tillamook County Republicans, and we did sign waving and flag waving and Lincoln City and all the way up
great
the coastline.
Weather,
it was
smiles,
incredible. Got
people
the sat
honking and waving,
and it was
You're
just
riding
the energy.
The back of a pickup truck
with Amy.
On the
tailgate. Yep, and it's so cute because they're like they're riding along and they're like they realize, hey, that's her. That's her. They're like, that's her. You know,
doesn't she have a she has her image on her truck,
on her truck and on her signs, and she's holding her sign too, and they're waving, and then people are like. Waving, and the fun part was that there's never a dull moment, right? And, you know, we stop for anything. We're like out sign waving, you know. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're going to get the truck washed. Let's sign wave, you know. Oh, we're going to stop here, and everybody's getting that. Let's go to the corner and sign wave. And so it was fun and lots of energy, and it was great to meet the great people of Tillamook. In fact, we had so much fun on Saturday. We went back, you and I did, to that area yesterday on this grand adventure.
Of course, she's pointing out, okay, now this is the street we went down, and that's the corner we stood at. I'm like, oh, yeah. That's awesome. Great. Oh, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, forever a mom. Got to keep everybody entertained during the drive. So we stopped. You and I had an adventure yesterday. Mm-hmm. We stopped at the new little diner that Annette now has, the Route 99 in Brooks, and had breakfast there. And that was great. And the last time we were there for lunch, we had, of course, everybody, the servers wear masks, you know, so it's hard to identify. Mm-hmm. But the little gal at the restaurant there's like, hey, I know you guys. Because she was from the diner, the Ritz Diner. Now she's located over there at Route 99, Melissa. So hello to
Shout
Melissa.
Shout out to you.
Yes. And then from there, we went on our adventure.
Well, let's not get past that just yet.
Okay,
now, we're kind of breakfast snobs.
Oh, yeah.
It's our favorite meal. Mm-hmm. We usually end up splitting it because, you know, the portions around here are a monster.
This is true.
And theirs was no different.
Right.
That chicken fried steak.
Oh, incredible. Absolutely.
Hand-breaded.
Yep.
You could tell. It used to be a steak.
Great value. Yes, it was great value for the dollar and such a fun atmosphere.
Took leftovers home.
Mm-hmm.
Still weighed a pound.
Oh, I know. So encourage people if you're out and about. You know, again, we need to get behind these businesses
local
and
businesses,
support
absolutely.
Them because they're doing all they can to stay open during this time. And
especially
it's,
the ones, I mean, support all local, of course, but the ones that are not Amerigeneric, the ones that are just one-offs, if you will.
Mm-hmm. And we like to ask people, like, where would you go or where should we?
When we first got here, we're like, where's the best breakfast place?
Mm-hmm.
And we did. We started hitting them up.
Yep. We also like a place in Albany that, is that place called?
Rogers
in Albany. Oh, and they have the best strawberry shortcake.
For breakfast, even.
So
get it to go.
It's fun. And we have, we went to a restaurant just down the way here. I can't remember what the name of it, right by the Shiloh Inn. It's just like an American restaurant, and I think they've started advertising with us. I'll have to look that up.
Yeah,
but
you will.
Oh my gosh, that food was really good. So
mm-hmm.
we've got some great places, and so we went on this adventure, and we ended up over in Tillamook, and we had a great time, and we ended up going over to the coastline and found some fun little treasures there, too. It was just a great day all the way around.
We found a couple of beaches. I mean, mm-hmm. of course, it was our first time over, you know. But then it was picturesque.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking blue water, white waves crashing. The beach was just empty. Made me think of another country.
Yes.
You know? And just, if you will, underdeveloped. It was fantastic.
Yes.
And you want to tell about the other part we got to do with the car?
So we were in the area of Sand Lake, if you're familiar with that. And one of the things that I've heard people say they do, a couple things, is they do bonfires on the beach, which that would be phenomenal to experience. But the other thing is that you can drive your vehicle down on the beach.
And so
we were like, oh my goodness, they're going in on the beach. So we went down and we just kind of parked and watched, you know, scooping it out a little bit, you know, and then we're like, I think we can do this. And so we got footage of us driving on the beach. We're like two kids in a playland or something.
And there's a sign that says between certain dates, after September, you can actually take your vehicle on the beach.
Yeah.
So kind of fun. Take your car down there and get a picture of it on the beach.
What was really fun is that everybody's got like their four-wheel drives and their Jeeps. And and here we are with our little Mercedes going down the beach. They're kind of looking at us like, okay, they're from Arkansas.
Right.
Yep. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We have much to talk about.
Oh,
we'll get into some content here pretty soon. We're enjoying just warming up on our Monday. Grab that cup of coffee and join the conversation. We'll be back after this. Good morning, Salem. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. You can listen to us at 1220 AM, 104.3 FM, and streaming online 24/7 at KSLM.news. Like us on Facebook at KSLM Radio. We're news that you can use, and we want to say thank you to Bill Sunderland, Country Financial Sunderland Agency. He is there to help you with your insurance needs, your financial planning. You can get a hold of him at 503-885-0789. He has his very own brand new website, sunderlandagency.com. And Terry's saying shout out to Bill. Yeah. Good morning, Bill.
Yes, great guy,
as well. Seriously. Yep. And a true champion for life, liberty, and all of the things that we stand for here. And, you know, as we transition a little bit, Terry, one of the things we thought would be fun is that you finally got your ballot. It took a little bit.
Yeah,
it took
did.
A minute, right, after mm-hmm. you registered.
Well, I was afraid it might have got lost or we didn't have the right thing or turned the right thing in. I mean, there's a number of things that can go wrong.
Yeah.
So I'm
yeah.
glad it
and
did
we
come
tracked
in the mail.
It and saw that they received it, but then we had not gotten a ballot, and you still didn't get the little booklet. Fortunately, maybe they track it. We've already had a booklet sent to our household or whatever. But we have the voter guide, we have the Marion County guide. And one of the things we thought would be fun today with you, because we have 2 hours this morning. The first hour, we're just going to kind of lay the foundation and get into it, maybe the second hour. But we're going to fill out our ballots, and we're going to go through it kind of candidate by candidate and
yeah.
issue by issue and kind of pour through it. And we want to encourage you to join the conversation. You calling in mm-hmm. is not going to interrupt what
nope.
we're doing here at all. We'd love to hear from you and your thoughts as we walk through some of these candidates. And some of the questions that we've gotten have been really interesting, like, what do we put in for Marion County clerk? Who knows about the clerk? Well, it's a nonpartisan race. There's two people. And so that I think those are good things that we can
We'd
go
like
through
to hear
and
people's
hear,
opinion on that.
Hear what people have to say if they
Maybe
have
their
any information.
Yes,
if
someone
if
that's
know.
Really good. And,
yes. And yeah. so here's something that I thought was good. And I posted this on my personal Facebook. And I want to say thanks to Dave Smith, who shared this on his post. And I wanted your thoughts on this, Terry. And I just said, most of my posts this time of year are very political. Each post draws different criticism. One consistent theme every election is that Republicans protect the rich and the Democrats are for the little guy. Riddle me this. Big tech, left. Hollywood elites, on the left. Global elites, on the left. Media elites, on the left. Government workers, on the left. For the most part, I know some that aren't. Rednecks, though, and hillbillies on the right, blue collar workers on the right, veterans on the right, law enforcement on the right, small business owners on the right. Before you jump on me, I know these are generalizations, but for the majority, they are accurate. Leftists from mass to morals are all about power and control. Vote red. You know, it is interesting when you look at the whole big picture of things. And we're watching some of these ads this morning, even as we're drinking our coffee and getting mm-hmm. ready for the day before
lots
we came
of
in
ads.
The studio. Lots of political ads. And it's interesting to me because they're trying to, like the Republicans, the entrenched Democrats are trying to tie our Republican candidates to Trump, thinking that that's going to pull them down. But I'm thinking it's actually going to probably benefit them. I don't think they realize that right now people are so upset with Governor Brown. And with the lack of safety. And mm-hmm. then this morning on Jeff's show, they talked about how they're going to send these faith liaisons into churches to make sure that they're social distancing because they may be super spreaders. Is that how they're doing? I mean, I know we have friends who own bars and restaurants, how they've sent them in to make mm-hmm. sure that the OLCC and different things.
We as the public, we've got to get a handle on this. It's you know, we're all intelligent, and we can figure this out, and we know how to take care of ourselves, and we just don't need someone watching over us, you know,
yeah.
telling us what to do every minute. We don't need that in our lives.
Well, and it's the difference in her attitude, Governor Brown. I think if more Republicans attach the Democrat candidates to Governor Brown, because Governor Brown has one of the least liked, she's one of the least liked governors. Her favorable rating is so low. She is not favored, even amongst her own people right now, because so many people have been hurt and harmed by the unemployment debacle. You know, some of the businesses across the board have been affected, whether you're Republican or Democrat, you know, and people are tired. Their income has been challenged. Their livelihood, their schools have been
yeah.
challenged. And so people aren't happy with Governor Brown. And I think one of the, personally, I think if they would have attached Democrat candidates to Governor Brown, like we saw this morning in one of the ads, I think that would resonate more than, but people overall don't like negative advertising. They just don't like it.
Well, see, that's the whole thing. I see these ads every morning. You know, I see people that we like. I see people or that we know and that we're going to vote for. I see people that we're not going to vote for. And I appreciate the fact they only have a few seconds to try to get something out there that's going to stick in your head. But it's just, it's so black and white. They'll show the opposing candidate and it's all in shades of gray. Then they'll show the one they want you to vote for and it's all rainbows and sunshine. And it just seems so primitive to me. I mean, granted, they don't have an hour to sit there and tell you all the deep details, but it's just so foolish.
Well, and the difficult thing is that the funding is so tipped towards the Democrats right now, because a lot of the typical businesses that would support our Republicans, the small businesses, the independent
type, they've been hurt.
They've been shut down. They've had to really cut down on their effectiveness in their enterprises because of the pandemic. And, of course, you and I kind of tongue-in-cheek say the election infection, you know. And so these are real issues facing Oregonians up close. And you and I have had these discussions about where do we go from here, you know. And I know we don't have a lot of time left in this break, but when we get into this next break, I want you to join me in this idea. You know, let's pretend what's past November 3rd, you know, and wherever the results are, where they are. But how are we going to draw people more to get active, to be involved, to get engaged, to say, yes, I'm going to run next time. I'm going to, you know, I want us to brainstorm. How do we draw people in to the right message? And we'll talk a little bit about
that. She knows I'm chomping at the bit.
Yeah, I know. He so wants to talk about this. And we're almost there. I want to remind folks, we've got some events coming up this weekend, and I just found out about a new event, in fact, and we're going to put some details up on our Facebook page. Jeff was talking about it this morning from 3 to 6. There's going to be a prayer rally on Sunday, 3 to 6, at the Ames Ranch on November 1st. So we're going to get more details as we go through the show. I think this is a great call to action for us as we move into the election. And there was a big rally, in fact, up on at Washington, D.C. yesterday. Did you see much of it on Facebook? No, probably not, because I believe they were censored quite a bit.
Yep,
they were censored. Sean Foyt and a whole bunch of, I think, Franklin Graham and others were up on D.C. doing a major prayer rally. And, you know, it was kind of a media blackout, just like they do every year at the March for Life in January. We'll talk more about that when we come back from this other side of this break. Thanks for tuning in this morning. You listen to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann, hanging
more
out with Terry.
Coming.
All right.
Yay.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, together on this magnificent Monday. I'm Stacey Ann, joined this morning with Terry.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in the studio with me this morning. Mondays are your day off, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sacrificial for you to not sleep in and come on in and join the conversation.
The
glad to have
we
you.
Do.
Yes, glad to have you here. And you know, we mentioned going into the break that there was a prayer rally in D.C. In fact, Franklin Graham, Sean Foyt, multitudes. And I want to read a little bit about that, because Franklin Graham had called a day of prayer and fasting, and then Sean Foyt posted, and we'll put this on our KSLM radio page too, because he wrote, "I'm undone. Thanks to all who came and joined online. We lifted it up in D.C. for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm forever changed." And it's just a huge, like, tons of people holding up their cell phones, I'm guessing, because there's these lights, you know, and a huge crowd. And of course, several people that were able to join in online. I know they were having a hard time connecting and watching it live. Certainly there's trouble with Facebook. And I heard from a likely source, I heard that, and I think it's true, that the 28th of October, through the election, I guess Facebook is going to do a blackout of all election, anything, ads, that kind of thing. And I think that's interesting. And so there's a lot of struggle getting information out to people. Things have been censored. People aren't able to get information. So people are jumping off of some of these and going on to things like Parler, and there's some other platforms that are developing where you have the opportunity to still network with your friends and family and get the messages out that are needed to be getting out. The other thing is that we need to be aware of is as we move through the election, there's a lot of businesses that are feeling uncertain, and there's rumor, and I think on great authority, that there are people who are concerned, you know, of heightened security and things like that at the ballot box. And we heard that this morning on the news that they're going to do things, at least in the Portland area, to
hired some private companies that were
to make sure
cruising around checking on stuff.
So with that, I can't stress enough, friends, get your ballot in today. Mm-hmm. Do what you can do to get your ballot in today. Now, before we get into ballot issues, Terry, let's talk a little bit about beyond. Let's hit the pause button on where we're at right now, and let's look toward the future. You have some great ideas on how to recruit and get people more engaged or want to be involved in the political process. Talk to me about that.
Well, you know, I think if it was fun, if it was a social event, I'll use this analogy. I rode sport bikes for about 25 years, and I really enjoyed it. In fact, when I started selling Harley-Davidson, I actually owned one. And I owned it for less than 6 months. And it wasn't because I didn't like the bike anymore. It was because I love the people of Harley-Davidson more. And so I wanted to have something and be involved. They're so social. They always go and do stuff. And so I thought, you know, if we could take this whole political thing, I mean, I don't know a whole lot about politicians and political things. And so I don't see myself getting involved. But if I knew more, if I met the people, and as I start meeting these folks, these are good people. These are folks, these are your neighbors. And so if we could take the political part of our life and make it more social, where we're excited about it and anxious every week to go to a meeting or to get involved with local government because you see your friends there. I think that's how we could really change this and turn it around.
Well, and I think, again, going against the myth that our vote doesn't make a difference or our voice doesn't count, I think it's too many years in Oregon that must have been the case that people just thought, what good is it?
Mm-hmm.
But people are getting involved now that have never been involved,
that's
who've
right.
never been political. And I think that the burden is on those who've been in the system for a long time to open up your hearts and look for ways to connect with these people, because they're probably different than what they're used to,
mm-hmm.
right?
True.
Their ideas and things like that. And if we want, again, even on the entrenched Republican side, if we want to continue to get the same results, no one attending, no one wanting to run, those kinds of things, then let's keep doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Or how about let's do it a little different? Let's look for community. Let's look for ways to connect. Let's look ways to invest in these younger generations. And I am so excited about our young Republicans in this area. There is a group that is growing of young professional Republicans who are saying, nope, I'm going to step up. Even though they're building their careers, even though they're building their families, they are saying, nope, I'm going to get engaged. And that's exactly what needs to happen. And so for us older individuals, right, not quite, you know, we're empty nesters, but we're like in that in between middle-agers,
I guess.
What we're at. We need to be encouraging of that. We need to be looking for mentoring opportunities and getting engaged.
We do have extra time. I mean, empty nesters, we've got, you know. So again, I just think if we made it a fun social event, you know, something else, because we really enjoy our social life.
Yep.
And I just think that's a great way to get into it.
Well, and as we look for ways to engage the culture with the message of hope, we need to do what we can do to invite people to come along.
Yes.
And most of it, people just don't know because they don't know what it is. People are intimidated to come to things
because they don't know about it. I didn't know about it. Learned so much.
Yes, in
just
a short
hanging
amount.
Out with you and doing
I
this
know.
Stuff.
We've
yeah.
been having fun.
It is.
We're going to open up the phone lines real quick. Guess who it is?
Uh-oh.
Good morning. I think this is our friend Art.
Yay.
How are you, Art?
You think, Stacy? You know. Boy, let me tell you. Ask and you shall receive.
Yes.
She knew better, Art. The art has spoken.
I am so pleased that my brother from another mother is on the air today.
Too good.
Really excited about it. Now, I agree with you, Terry, that, you know, we do need to make it fun and serious. Stacey Ann, you remember the concert that you all had down at the waterfront?
Right.
And had that gentleman there.
Mm-hmm.
Who, and that was a fun but serious event, too.
Right.
And I agree with Terry 100%. You know, all work and no play makes, you know, for dull people.
That's right.
And I've seen, although I haven't got to participate in it very much, so much excitement in the Republican Party and people getting involved in at the Ames Ranch and stuff like that. And I know, Stacey, you've attended some of those.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about Terry, but that is how, you know, we make it better and get more people involved. And just like Terry said, well, I never got so much involved, but now I'm really getting involved because, you know, you're involved, Stacey.
Right.
So I think it's a great idea, Terry, and we need to definitely focus on that. Now, you asked a quick question,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to be doing balloting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not voting for Mr. Burgess this time, and I think it's time for a change. He's been around for a long, long time, and quite frankly, I don't trust the voting system in Oregon right now, and I'm concerned about it. So I'm voting for a change, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
good insight to hear from you. I've heard, and I've asked around a little bit, kind of offline, not on the air, and I've heard that the candidate against a bill is even more progressive. And of course, this is a nonpartisan race, but it sounds like they both have Democrat background. And so I'm where my struggle is on this particular issue, and we're talking about the Maury County clerk, is that do you vote for the same where you know who you have and what you've been getting, or do you take a risk on change where it could be even more progressive in a sense?
So,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And, you know, unfortunately, progressives do kind of hide the fact that they're progressive. And so I'm glad you said that, Stacey, because now I'm mm-hmm. going to change my vote back to Mr. Burgess.
Well, and it's like, it's like the BET guy. Do you remember hearing about that in regards to Donald Trump?
And
what his quote was, something to the effect, and I'll probably not say it quite right,
it's
but something that's better to vote for the devil that you do know than the devil that you don't know, kind of thing, you know?
Oh, my.
Absolutely. And I do want to say, I'm a chump for Trump.
Yes.
I'm proud of it.
I love, you know, it's funny that he would come up with that kind of name mm-hmm. because it just works, a chump for Trump, you know.
From chump to champ.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, just wait.
Well, you're absolutely right, Terry. And, you know, we got to definitely make some positive changes. And I'm really impressed with our candidates this time, Amy and Joe Ray Perkins
mm-hmm.
and Anna running for
mm-hmm.
That and stuff. So I'm really excited about this vote, and we all need to get out to vote. And hey, if you guys don't turn your ballots in today,
mm-hmm.
don't put it in the mail.
Yes, no more mail. We've got to get them in, and the sooner. And I loved what Jeff said earlier in the first hour show at 6 a.m. He said, hey, you know, get it in, because then people can move on to the other non-affiliated voters and not try to get us out to vote. And that saves time and money on behalf of those that are working to make sure everybody gets their vote in, right? Art, that's so important.
Oh, yeah. We're doing ours today, going to turn it in. I'm going to go down to the election office, make sure that they recognize me and Nikki and accept our ballots so they are counted. And it's really, really important.
Well, good. Yeah, we'll get her done.
And great to hear from
maybe,
you, Art.
Maybe we'll run into you down there because Terry and I are going to fill out our ballot in the 8 o'clock hour and go through this.
I've seen her drive. She'll probably run into
Well, hey, Terry, you take care, buddy.
Okay.
And I was just getting a little concerned
that
you hadn't been on the show. Well, I wanted to make sure that you were doing okay, buddy.
That's a pretty good-sized doghouse she had.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio. Thank you, Art.
God bless.
Yeah, have a great day. We'll be back after this. We'll open up the door and let Terry roam free here. We'll be back. Good morning, Salem. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Monday, magnificent Monday. And we're open up the phone lines, and I got your, got to open up your microphone, too.
Uh-oh, there we go.
We're having a fun time. I got Terry in the studio with me
Monday
today.
Monday can be fun, too.
Yes, we can get it all going again the first of the week. And, of course, we are the countdown, right, until the election.
It's exciting.
We're starting to hear now from candidates and what they're doing. You know, again, we're still kind of on this lockdown, and rumor has it that they're sending faith liaisons into churches to make sure the churches are social distancing. And I know there's several churches that still aren't even open. They're like still doing online things or doing things in their parking lot. And as we move into this colder season, and many people are just all over it, especially California, friends in California and here in Oregon, Washington, where it's still so locked down. They're missing that connection we were talking about, drawing people in.
It's their social event of the week.
It's their family and their support. And, you know, I just think about the isolation of so many. And I think of the gentleman that came to our Kicking Cancer. We had helped sponsor Kicking Cancer training, kind of a seminar on eating healthy and how to beat cancer a few months ago. And I think about the gentleman who he came and he was recently a widower, and he had been so isolated already because he lost his beloved, you know, for so many years. And then because of the lockdown, not able to go to church, not able to, you know, he was thankful to be able to go and connect with people. And this is real life up close. And these are things that are affecting us. The other thing that's really good news for this Monday, we haven't really been watching it through the weekend because we've been on this grand adventure, right, you and I. But the hearing is moving forward with Amy Coney Barrett, the Supreme Court nominee. And it was interesting, turning on the news, that the senators were doing their grandstanding, their filibuster. And I was like, oh, my, what does that mean? Well, they're just talking.
They didn't
and
have the votes
they
to
don't have
do
the, this is all they can do. This is their last, you know, as it's like it reminds me of the Titanic in a sense. You know, they're playing the violins,
oh my,
you know, because of, you know, their efforts, all their efforts have fallen short, and elections have consequences. And President Trump got in, and one of the reasons he ran last time was that we would get good, solid life, liberty, and constitutional Supreme Court judge. That is
bedrock.
Part of it. And Amy Coney Barrett is that. She has stand all the tests. She's done well. It's been very difficult for Democrats. The only thing they can come up with is the fact that it's too soon and we should wait.
That's all they've got. She's fantastic.
And she is phenomenal. And she will be seated. The vote will happen tonight.
Good.
And we'll move forward. And now my understanding is potentially out of Pennsylvania, where the last couple weeks ago they made that decision on a tie in a sense. And Roberts said, no, you can count your ballots 3 days later. Hopefully Pennsylvania will go, no, this is a state issue and we're going to govern this, not the Supreme Court. And maybe they'll throw that back into it when Amy's there and really get a good look at this. So it's important that she's seated before the election because we've got stuff coming around the corner. We're going to continue the conversation and open up the phone lines. Got another call. Good morning. Is this Gail?
Yes, this is Gail.
Hey, thank you for joining the conversation this morning. How was your weekend?
great. Great. Cold, getting cold.
Yeah, tis a season.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much for doing a little homework on the Marion County Clerk. I appreciate that input.
Yes.
I wanted to a question and maybe a suggestion, not sure how it will come out.
Sure.
I have offered to take for a friend of ours who's homebound her ballot in for her, and she was so appreciative that she did not have to put that in the mail.
Oh, yes.
So I don't know if that's, you know, something that we should be doing, is reaching out to those and working people too. Sometimes they just don't have the time to, you know, they want to spend more time voting and they don't want to take the time to drive it down or can't.
Right. I think this is a great thing.
Yes.
When I worked in South Dakota, we had part of the county party is what we had that service for homebound seniors and those in nursing homes and things. Of course, we had to be notaries. I don't know what the process is. Mm. I think here you just got to get it in the ballot box. And if the signature, you know, you got to trust the person who's carrying the ballot. But I think that's
exactly
a great,
yes,
great thing to do. Friends,
great idea.
We've got to check in with our homebound seniors and our loved ones and our coworkers. And if you know someone who's sick, you know, ask them, you know, how are you? Do you need some chicken noodle soup? And where's your ballot? You know?
Yeah. May I carry that in for
yes,
you?
Yes, that's a great idea, Gail. Thank you so much for bringing that to our attention today. And you're getting your ballot in then as well today?
It won't go in today. I've got someone that I'm transporting it to, so as soon as they're done voting, I will take theirs and mine in, and yes. It will be driven in.
That's excellent. Well, we're going to go.
I have one more.
Go ahead.
I have one more question. I'm not sure I'm going to be on the line. And it's the Soil and Water Director at Large. That seems like it's also low, but several years ago, I know that there was unequal rules for well drilling, and I haven't followed that lately. I know then it kind of came in line with what the agricultural people were able to do and the people who were trying to, you know, maybe subdivide to make ends meet.
Right. Yep. And it was surprising on my ballot. I saw that there weren't even candidates for some of those water districts and things. And that's one position I have been elected on, is a water board in the past. And those people don't realize, again, how important those are. So that is good. Let's throw that out there. If anybody knows anything on water and soil and all of those things, have any insight, we welcome them to the conversation to call in. We're going to continue talking about candidates, Gail, into the next hour and kind of going through our ballot. So you're welcome to call in if you have any further questions, okay?
Yeah, I'm headed outside to milk a couple little goats.
Oh,
so I don't need to hear it all.
Okay, well, that sounds like
an
adventure.
Not bad.
That's not bad.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you so much for your work.
You bet. Have a blessed day, and we'll look forward to talking to you soon, okay? All right. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, wrapping up this hour. We're having so much fun kind of going through the issues of the day and talking about our election right around the corner. And
it's good to reason these things out. I've got
a
soil story. Can I throw it out there real quick?
You got about a minute. Go.
Okay. Well, a gentleman that I've been working with, he lost everything. The fire came and destroyed his house and his cabin and everything. So he wants to rebuild. But he has to go in there and scoop down into the earth something like 6 inches. It'll cost $30,000 or $40,000 to haul all this dirt out of there that's contaminated.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious, how can people go about?
Well, and we've had our FEMA friends on, and we've had the Oregon Department of
that's
Environmental or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's funding sources out there. And so we need to make sure that people know that.
Okay.
And we have that on a previous show. Maybe it's good to circle back around,
okay,
have some of these folks back on the air as well. But it is something during the fires, people are having to deal with different departments in government that we haven't ever had to deal with before.
True.
And red tape is certainly in the way in some of these instances. So you're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're going to go into hour two talking about the election, and Terry and I are going to fill out our ballots
right here with
you on the air and kind of talk through our decision-making process. All right?
Drink up all my coffee.
All right. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back after this. Have a wonderful day if you're leaving us now. Have a fantastic Monday. If not, join in next hour. We'll be back.
Green, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning, Salem. Hello, I'm Stacy Ann.
And I'm Terry.
And Terry's here joining me this morning. We're in hour two on this magnificent Monday morning. Already the 26th day of October, 8:06 in the morning. And boy, we're continuing the conversation, and I wanted to just pull up this article that was in the Statesman Journal over the weekend, Saturday, October 24th, in the Journal, and it is talking about going back to school. Salem-Keizer Public Schools has begun limiting in-person learning at more than half a dozen schools, with a growing list applying to take part. The district's pilot program started within days of a rally at the Capitol to reopen Oregon schools and Salem-Keizer announcement to extend virtual learning district-wide until February. COVID-19 case counts still remain high. Referred to as limited in-person instruction, or LIPI, the pilot program allows cohorts of 10 or fewer students to spend a maximum of 2 hours on any given day at approved schools. Educators and support staff are allowed to work with a maximum of 3 cohorts a day or 5 cohorts a week. Highland Elementary School in Salem was the first to start on October 13th. Other approved schools began this week. Following schools currently have limited in-person instruction. Holman Elementary, Highland Elementary, Hoover Elementary, held temporarily at Washington Elementary, Lamb Elementary, Kalapuya, Kennedy, McKinley, McNary, and Morningside. And so this is something that's kind of interesting to me. And I love this line in here. This pilot program started within days of a rally at the Capitol to reopen. And I do think, public group action, display of action, being bold and brave to go out and be where people can see and be counted. And I know that there's a lot of people that are timid to do that because of the bullying. We don't want the trouble or the drama in our own personal lives. And certainly those that hold teachers and those that hold state positions and are funded through the state, you know, that's your livelihood and your career, and you don't want to cause problems. You want to move forward in your career, and I totally get that. Mm-hmm. But not taking action has dire consequences, and I think we as parents and grandparents, we need to start standing strong, and the school issue is a huge issue. And last hour, I talked about how our governor here in Oregon has, like, out of all of the states, she's like one of the least liked governors, right? And there's a lot of dissatisfaction right now towards Governor Brown, and even how she's handled the COVID, how she's handling the schooling, how she's coming off. Now she's sending these little informants, faith liaisons, they're titled, into churches to find out if people are social distancing. And, you know, in the olden days in school, we would call them tattletales or snitches, yeah, or whatever, you know. And It's are you tired of it? I know we are, because I'm talking to the choir here, but your circle of friends and influence, the people that you work with, you know, what are you hearing around? We would say the water cooler, maybe, and now it's in the Starbucks line. I don't know, but
right.
What are you hearing from your friends and family? And it's something that's important. And as we make these decisions and we talk about elections have consequences. And in the headlines right now in the media, that's a huge, huge thing. We talked at the end of the hour, and I want to start the top of the hour because I think it's important. Elections have consequences, and starting with the top of the ticket, President Trump, when he ran, and he again, the last debate, said, you know, I'm not a politician, I'm a businessman.
And the only reason that he ran, he looked what was going on. He says, look, you and the people like you are the reason. I mean, this guy had a good life, still does. A lot of things, big responsibilities. But he finally said, I mean, years ago, 20 years ago when they interviewed him, are you ever going to run for president? He's like, no, that's just not what I do. But he said, you know, I can't take it anymore. I have the ability maybe to influence and to help our country out. And
right.
I think that's why he ran.
And he stated that in the last debate. I ran because of you guys and your inaction. Someone needed to get in there that's going to do something. And one of the things he promised is that he would bring us constitutional judges. And he has brought forth, not only in the Supreme Court, but in the federal systems, over 300 seats mm-hmm. have been filled that were vacated and just with people that as they left that weren't effective. And so we've got a justice, another branch of government. You know, we have three branches, Congress, the executive, and then the judicial branch. And all three of them are supposed to work well for our country and to protect our country. Yeah. And I would say our judicial branch, there's been so much legislation going on, so much decisions being made through that branch that is affecting everything mm-hmm. that we do day on day out.
I don't want to get too far, but you've talked with the local folk here that did the same thing. They didn't like what was going on in their little towns, and so they ran for the mayor. They ran for mm-hmm. these things. And so I just want to go back again and say, look, if you don't like what's going on, when you go to vote, change your local government. Mm-hmm. Change it to the person that you think is going to make a difference. It's going to line up with your values. I mean, you have power. Mm-hmm. Get out there and let's do this.
It's really important that we realize that by 7 votes, Governor Brown got elected the very first time. 7 votes. So if you think your vote doesn't count, that's not true, my friend. Mm-hmm. Every vote counts. And some of these elections, our senators, our Congress men and women, they're going to be by votes, by mm-hmm. So many votes. And even our county, I think in Marion County here. And so it's important that we do our part. In an effort to encourage us to do our part, there's a couple things we're doing. One, if you think about it, when you drop off your ballot, take a picture of you dropping it off to the box. I think that's important.
We've seen
for
a lot
history.
Of that on social media.
On social media.
They're videotaping.
And
we're gonna
do a post it to our Facebook page. So like us at KSLM Radio, like us on Facebook, and we're gonna have this big running stream of people posting their pictures. We'll mm-hmm. start with Terry and I today, putting our picture on and that we voted and you vote, and we're gonna do some fun things with that. So we encourage you to say, hey, I voted and it's in. And we're gonna save money for the parties by voting and getting it in today. Plus, the fact that after today, if you try to put it in the mail, it's risky. It's risky getting there in time. And so we need to get our votes in, and it will make a difference. So starting at the top of the ticket, you know, you've got your ballot. And this
ballot
is interesting because neither one of us, this is new for us to vote by mail. And to be able to do this, because where we come from, you go somewhere and you go into a little, you know, a little booth, and it's all secretive, right? And sometimes I've even gone behind a curtain and filled out my ballot, and then you put it in this thing and you slip it in to like a ballot box, right? And it's all hush hush and pretty private and sick. And here we're in the middle of the studio, got our ballots wide open, got our black pen, and they say that you need to get a black or blue pen, right? Mm-hmm. And you can't cross the box.
Fill in the box.
You have to color it in like you're in grade school coloring a picture. You got to color in the box, right? And so as we move through we're going to start at the top, Terry. Let's start at the top. What does it say there in that very first box?
The instructions?
Yes, go
for it. Yep. It says, use a black or blue ink pen to completely fill in the box to the left of your choice. After voting, refold your ballot the same way you received it. And then it shows it a visual illustration there to correct a mistake. It talks about drawing a line through the entire measure, response, or candidate's name. And then you have the option of making another choice. And it talks about if your ballot's damaged, you may request a replacement by contacting yada, yada. So...
Okay,
that's
and
that.
The other thing is that the optional write-in is something pretty interesting, too. To vote for a candidate not printed on the ballot, fill in the box provided in the left of the write-in. Print the name on the line. So there's the opportunity as well to write in candidates. So the very first line as we get going here is the federal offices. Your mm-hmm. vote for the candidate for United States President and Vice President shall be a vote for the electors supporting those candidates. So remember, we have an electoral college.
So
there's people tied to the Democrats, people tied to the Republicans. They've gone through their formal processes to be the electors. Okay. And so there's
ahead.
Popular votes and then there's electors. Now, don't go ahead.
Know,
we've got to go through
like
this.
Filling in the little squares.
So the United States President and Vice President vote for one.
Okay.
So who are our choices?
It's secret.
Oh, no. Who are our choices?
Oh,
I didn't ask you who you're voting for.
Oh, okay. Well, vote for one, Donald J. Trump / Michael R. Pence, Republican. You read the second one, then I'll read the third.
Okay. Joseph R. Biden and Kamala D. Harris, Democrat.
Joe Jorgensen, Jeremy Spike Cohen, Libertarian.
And Howie Hawkins and Angela Walker, Pacific Green.
And then Dario Hunter, Dawn Neptune Adams, Progressive.
And then you have an opportunity to write in. And so that is for the federal offices. And again, I want to remind people, your pamphlet, your Oregon pamphlet, voter pamphlet, has all of these candidates listed. So if you get into a box and you're like, I just don't know. I don't know. I need more information. Now, because it's the president and we know the main two ones, right? And there's been some debate about why don't we know about more about Joe Jorgensen and some of the others. But for the most part, we know, and they're in the voter pamphlet guide. So you can research that out. Okay, so we'll mark that.
I don't think we should read through all these. It would take forever.
Like, I think, I know, right? So the idea is... Yeah. That we have our ballot, yes. And that we have these main, and that this is really something that it takes a little bit of time, right?
It does.
And it takes some wisdom insight,
yep.
And you need to get her done. And I think it gets overwhelming because you're like, I just don't know. And it's not a multiple question test.
Right.
And I would say this, and I'll be as bold to say this, if you're in an area and you're like, I just don't know about any of these folks, and I'm reading in the book, and I still just don't have anything. It's better to leave it blank, and it's okay.
Really?
Than just to guess for somebody that you don't know.
I would probably, I mean, I'm not, a party guy, but if one of the parties that follows my values, I would vote for that party probably.
And that
yeah,
is,
that's my
I've
personal
done,
choice.
I've done that too, but some of these aren't party-lined votes. So when you, like some of these you just don't know, they're not necessarily Republican. Some of them are, but the nonpartisan offices, like for judge and some of these soil, water, you know, things, it's really hard to know. And I would like to hear if anybody wants to call in and talk to us about the Marion Soil and Water Director at Large. There's two names, Scott Walker and Brenda Sanchez. Does anybody know anything about them?
I mean,
no, I don't know.
Maybe something positive for one of them. Said, hey, I had a dealing with this person and it really helped me out and I know them personally or I've known them for years. I mean, why not share with our listeners?
Mm-hmm. And I've heard a lot of people for the judge positions. They know that the judges need to change, but there's no one there's no opponents.
How
and
is that even possible?
So people are and judges are not allowed to really politic. They're not allowed to really go. It's very complicated for judges.
Oh.
And so some I've heard. And you're welcome to call in and join the conversation on this, but I've heard people say that they want to write in like Kevin Mannix.
Didn't we know a guy that
these positions.
He was a judge, but he wasn't even an attorney? He just had to go to judge school?
Well, there is, Texas. We have a friend.
Yep,
we have a friend in Texas who was went to training.
That?
It is very interesting. So we're continuing the conversation.
Good times
We've
now.
Got our paperwork out here, and it's a little overwhelming.
Mind-blowing
but it is important that we get the ballot filled out and get it turned in. We're going to get into some of the issues on the ballot next, and this will be a fun discussion to have with you because
give
I think
give us a call if you know some stuff.
I want to hear what you feel on these issues coming up. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, our call in line, 503-589-1220. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann, hanging out with Terry.
Howdy.
Thank you for tuning in today, my friends. We're in hour two.
Come on, coffee.
And we want to say thank you to Dave and Paige Smith Realty One Group here in Willamette Valley, ready to go above and beyond to serve you and your real estate needs. Their phone number is 503-939-7099. And I have to say, Dave, I appreciate your willingness to stand up. I watch you on your Facebook often. I share your comments and your insight, particularly in this election. And I know that you are a wealth of information when it comes to real estate and helping folks out. And people are kind of in transition right now. Terry, people are looking at the interest rates are so low right now, maybe looking at getting a different home, maybe refinancing their home, maybe
My
trading up, trading
to
down.
Get a place.
Yes,
yep.
This is is a big, exciting time for him.
Yep, Thursday,
in Arkansas.
He should find out more. Yep, and
he's a chicken farmer.
Yeah,
or we often call him a chicken tender.
Oh, my. 80,000 chickens.
Amazing, amazing process. And it's been fun to watch him over the last few years build his business.
Yes.
And this would be an exciting adventure.
Oh, my.
So a lot of people are looking, even though, you know, there's some challenges and some unknowns, and usually people are kind of in a holding pattern around election because they don't know what the economy is going to do. They know everything just depends. And we've heard that certainly. And as we continue to talk about our ballot and making our choices here on the air, there's some issues on the ballot that I think are interesting, because we haven't, this election, I haven't seen a lot of issues on the headlines in the news really talking about it. I haven't really seen the advertising except for the one. And this is the one that's a little bit controversial. Of course, you know, typically libertarians and Republicans, we don't like taxes. We do not like increased taxes. Mm-mm. We don't mess with our personal lives. Let us take care of our stuff. Well, the one particular issue that I think you and I will probably differ on, and I'm guessing a lot of my Republican friends around here will differ on, there's the measure 107, which that I don't have any problem voting against that measure. The measure 108 is this one, and it's increased cigarette and cigar taxes, establishes a tax on e-cigarettes and nicotine vaping devices, funds health programs. A vote yes would increase cigarette tax by $2 a pack, increases cap on cigar taxes to $1 per cigar, establishes tax on nicotine inhalant delivery systems such as e-cigarettes and vaping products, funds health programs, approves other provisions. Now, a vote no will retain the current law. Cigarettes are taxed currently at $1.33 per pack. Tax on cigars is capped at 50 cents. Nicotine inhalant delivery systems such as e-cigarettes and vaping products remains untaxed. Now, I worked for many years for American Cancer Society. I worked in the Tobacco Prevention, Tobacco-Free Kids Network, and we worked on eliminating indoor airspace of the toxics in the air in South Dakota. Now, that's not been an issue here in Oregon for many years because they've been ahead of the curve on that. But we all know that exposure to the secondhand smoke, as we experience even the outdoor smoke from the fires, is terribly not good for us, right? And so I worked on that, and what studies continue to show, and I'm going to give the case to this, is that if you increase the price of cigarettes and you increase the tax on the price of the cigarettes, that it's a disincentive. People will, because it's so expensive, they'll look at changing their behavior. There's been studies on that and all of that. This is where I'm in conflict, because it also goes against my, I think people have the freedom and the liberty to do what they want to do, and if they want to harm their body, I guess they, but I've lost 3 of my 4 grandparents to tobacco-related issues in their lives. And I'm just wondering if they would have known then, at our age, what we know now of the harm.
You know, and I can appreciate that. But my grandparents, they lived well into their 80s. They started smoking at 11.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, my grandfather, was a welder. And this is where they would get inside big oil tanks and weld inside of the tank and breathe all that terrible stuff in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can, and then there's folks out there that have never smoked, and yet they still got lung cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're going to tax cigarettes, just make it $100 a pack.
Mm.
Why not?
Right.
If that's really the goal, then let's just do it and get it over with. I don't think that's the goal. I think they nickel and dime, and they just creep in and creep in, kind of like when they start putting a tax on gasoline. Oh, it's for the children, you know, then next thing you know, we're paying $2 and $3 tax per gallon. I just don't like tax.
Well, and I know in South Dakota it has definitely made an effect on consumption of regular tobacco products. The part here in this that I like is the fact that the e-cigarettes or the vaping, I think they should equally be taxed like the other products. If at minimum, you know, I would make that some equality regulation. The part that I'm not sure about on this one and this particular issue, and we welcome any callers
yes.
in on this issue. If you have some inside information on Measure 108, that either way, I'd love to hear from you, because the part that kind of disturbs me a little bit is it just the funds will go to health programs.
That's
so what pops up, ding, 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 ding. Okay,
yep.
are they going to suddenly say,
thing.
you know, things that, you know, is a sex education health program.
That's exactly,
you know, those
right.
are the things that
Anytime
I don't know.
Anytime you give the government and more money, so they'll just use it wherever.
I'm interested in knowing more about that. And this is something that I wrestle with. The others, it's I don't have any problems. In fact, our friend Bill Post has a voter guide as well on his website, Bill Post, I believe it's .com. I'll look that up. And he says vote no on across the board, of course, no taxes. That's usually the issue. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this and join the conversation. Give us a call, 503-589-1220. We're going to go to a break here shortly. And when we open up this next segment, we'll take your phone calls. And I want to remind folks that there's some things going on this weekend. We're continuing to see the prayer at Planned Parenthood, and we're very thankful for the 40 Days for Life and all of them. I went by there yesterday, and there was a group of people praying, and it's so important up and through the November 1st that we continue to pray and continue to uphold it, especially as cold as it is, the 40 Days for Life, folks. And if you have a few hours that you can join or an hour or so to join them at the site, I think that's good. We also have our Kicking Cancer folks. They're going to do a fundraiser. In fact, I'm excited about this, and I'm a little nervous because I'm not much of a golfer, but coming up on Sunday, November 1st, is their big golf-a-thon, and it's a fundraiser for Kicking Cancer, and we're excited to participate. I have a team. I'm excited about my team. I'm also doing some fundraising. If you want to be on Team Stacey Ann, you can go to kicking-cancer.org/golfathon and fill out the donation form there and put you're on Team Stacey Ann. And we certainly appreciate that, and we'll keep you informed as I try to hit 100 golf balls. That just sounds like a lot of golf balls.
Now, honey, maybe you're bad at driving a car, but you can drive a golf ball. I'm sure you'll be fine.
You'll be there to encourage me anyway, won't you?
Got 4 or 5 even.
Oh, my. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We are continuing the conversation. We're going through some of these ballot
issues. I'm going to read about mushrooms.
Oh, okay. We'll find out more about that when we get back. Give us a call, 503-589-1220. Good morning, Salem. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this magnificent Monday and every day. You can listen to us at 1220 AM, 104.3 FM, or streaming live 24/7 at KSLM.com. And taking a quick look at our weather forecast, boy, it's warmed up a little bit. I've got Terry in the studio with me today.
Morning.
And it's warmed up from 26 degrees when we first got here at 6 a.m. Now it's 30 degrees. Today the temperature will get as high as 54 degrees. Tomorrow, 59, up into the 60s. Wednesday, Thursday, potential rain on Friday. And as we move towards the election day, it looks like we'll continue to see temperatures in the 60s, and certainly here it's not such an issue. I know other parts of the country it is a little bit of an issue what the weather's like on election day as people trying to make their way to the polls, and certainly in South Dakota, I know where I used to live, you know, when there's bad weather, everybody wanted to vote early because you never know if you're going to be able to get there because they got dumped on over the weekend. I think Wyoming got dumped on with snow, and it's been
right.
cold in some of those areas. So
Becky sent us a video playing
our sister-in-law's
snow.
Over there in Laramie, and it's they got lots of snow, and they moved from Texas where it was really hot, so it's a big change for them. They're excited.
She's loving it.
It's fun for them to be
Let's
excited
see how
about
long
snow.
That lasts.
Me, not so much. So we're going to open up the phone lines because we're continuing to talk about the ballots that we have here and encouraging people to get them filled out and get them delivered into your clerk, county clerk today.
Drop them off.
Drop them off. And so we're going to open up the phone lines. Good morning. I believe I have John on the air with
morning,
me this
John.
Morning. How are you? Or maybe we have, who is this?
Good morning.
Are you talking to me?
Ah, there you are. You're not John.
You're not John. It says on the phone that it's John. But
that's my husband.
Your husband.
Well, tell him good morning for
well,
us.
Well, yes. Good morning. Who am I talking with?
This is Rebecca.
Oh, Rebecca. Good morning.
Hey.
So talk to us a little bit about your voting experience and some insight that you have.
Well, I called in. I called in when you were talking about taxes.
Oh, good. Yeah, let's talk about them.
Yes.
I would gladly talk about voting too if you want me.
You talk about whatever you want to talk about.
I just wanted to say that a lot of times when they put these tax packages in front of us,
mm-hmm.
they try to pick a minority group that people will want to create some kind of a tax for, or whatever. That's not the point. The point is that they want the money, mm-hmm. and it goes into the general fund. So
right.
when it goes into the general fund, it gets spent in lots of different ways that mm-hmm. they pass other things for, and it doesn't necessarily go for what you think it's going to go for.
And that is that's the troubling part
that's
of that.
Kicker.
You know, that's the kicker for me, is that it's just like an open-ended thing, and it gives them another opportunity to do, maybe not do so good. They say it's going to be for good, but it ends up turning out not to be so much so. So you'd say no to the increase of the tobacco tax.
Well, whenever I think of the Oregon Health Authority, I always say to people, it's emphasis on authority, not on health.
True story.
Mm-hmm.
We need to keep that in mind, that they are creating a monster.
Mm.
And also I want to bring to people's memory that we, in America, we are by law not allowed to pursue other forms of treatment than what is allowed, and all that's allowed is chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery. And so my son-in-law got cancer and pursued the virus therapy, and he had been told that after radiation and chemotherapy, he would go from a 95% chance of dying to 85% chance of dying. So
wow.
That's why he jumped out of the system and into an alternative way, and it's not allowed by law. So
that's ridiculous.
The strange thing is that when the Republicans got in to power and Trump was there, they passed a law called the Right to Try.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Right to Try is only after everything else has failed. If he had waited until he had destroyed his immune system with chemotherapy, he would not have been able to do the virus therapy.
Wow. So, well, these are real life issues facing
yes.
us up close, and this is why I believe we need to get people, new people in there that
get
have
involved, informed.
Right, they know what's going on in their communities to
mm-hmm.
to change these laws that are impacting lives right here in our own backyard. I love your input, Rebecca.
Thank you so much.
During the primary, you tried to get involved and were you a watcher during the primary?
Yeah, right. I went for a short time, and they had told me I could not go in to be a watcher. And then somebody came out of the building who knew Bill Burgess and gave me his phone number. And
mm-hmm.
so then I got Bill Burgess to come down and let me in.
Good.
But they were not allowing people in. And it's our right to go in and observe the election.
That's right.
It is. And my question to you about the clerk position here in Marion County, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm kind of cynical. I don't know if you want to hear my thoughts.
Well, I don't know if you heard the discussion a little bit earlier. Do you continue to vote for the person you already know kind of what they're about, or do you take a risk and bring the new person in who might be more progressive in trouble, you know?
Yeah, when I face those kinds of things, when it's two people on the same team,
mm-hmm.
I usually put an X across the thing just to show my displeasure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't choose one or the other, and
okay.
I'm not happy with either one.
Well, and you know, that's the beauty of and the power of our vote. We have an opportunity to do that at the ballot box, and I encourage people to stay engaged and stay connected with us. Rebecca, let us know. Are you going to do some watching and try to be involved this time as well?
I don't know. It usually is on the spur of the moment if I get a chance to
okay.
get down there.
Okay, well, stay in tune. Yep.
One time I asked Bill Burgess, when the truck goes to pick up from the mailbox or the mail post office, the ballots that have come in that day, how many people are in the truck? And he said one. And that's very troubling because that one person is that's just one person who can they're handling open trays of ballots that they when they come in from the outlying places on election day, they're locked boxes.
Mm-hmm.
But there's the open trays of ballots are available to people who aren't necessarily under observation at all times.
Yeah, they need to treat it like each ballot is worth gold, I think. It's very, very important. Good point. Thank you, Rebecca, for joining the conversation. Have a fantastic Monday.
Thank you.
Returning to the conversation this morning, good morning to you. Is this Art again?
Oh, yeah, and you said we could call back.
Yes, no, you certainly could.
Always, Art, always.
Let us know.
So, okay, so the thing on the tax, and I agree with Rebecca, okay, just because they collect money doesn't mean that they use it for the right thing. But, Stacey, let me tell you, okay, I know people who smoke cigars, okay,
mm-hmm.
and it's not a bad thing, not like cigarettes. But I agree with Terry. Hey, we have the right to choose. And I also know people who use a vapor thing because they quit smoking, and it's a lot healthier for them than smoking the cigarettes. And so the bottom line here is a tax is a tax, and I'm sick and dang tired of them taking advantage of groups that they can get other people to vote, oh, yeah, well, that sounds like a great idea, so let's tax them. And they don't end up getting the money they want to. Now, the state of Oregon tried to pass a sugar tax, okay? And I sell in my vending machines, pop and all those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And, it would have basically put me out of business because people would just go somewhere else where they could buy it and not have to pay the tax,
right,
et cetera, et cetera. And so I'm an absolute no on another tax. If they want to raise money for that purpose, then tax everybody in the state of Oregon, maybe 2 cents a piece, and that would be fair and equitable. This tax is not fair and equitable and is just flat wrong.
Well, and what happened in South Dakota, I will say, when they increased the taxes, it helped the 9 Indian reservations in South Dakota to sell more tobacco because there was no tax on the sovereign nations. So I don't know if that would have those kinds of effects here in Oregon as well. But I am shocked, Art, at all the taxes here in Oregon for, they pride themselves, oh, we have no point of sale tax, at the cash register when you do retail. And like it's some big gift back, but they get it in every other way. The mm-hmm. fact that you even have to have a permit, this is the thing that's, I know there's many other things, but to have a permit to put a kayak or a canoe on the creek or the river, that just appalls me that here in Oregon, when we pride ourselves in the great outdoors, that you can't even freely do that.
You're absolutely right. And the main thing here is this is America. If you need some money to do something, then you tax everybody, maybe a couple cents or whatever. And you definitely spend that money on what it was earmarked to do. But they don't do that in the Mm-mm. state of Oregon, Mm-mm. Stacey. Mm-hmm. They collect a bunch of dang money and then spend it on crazy things. Just like, well, look what happened in the employment building. They designated money for the computers and they never got it. And
exactly.
Look how Oregonians have suffered.
That's right. Yep.
Because of this.
Well, good point, Art.
I love it, Art. Great insight.
Thank you so much for calling back again.
You're affecting my vote, I'm telling
you. Buddy.
Thank you.
Yay.
Okay.
Have a great day. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We're kind of going through these issues on the ballot. Going to get our ballot wrapped up. Terry and I are going to drop it off today. We're going to talk about the mushrooms next.
I love spaghetti.
All right. We'll be back after this.
Good morning.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio. We're having fun this morning.
Yes, we are.
Terry's joined me in the studio today, and we're
I didn't want to. It was cold out. I was like, no.
I have to just brag on him a little bit.
Oh,
you know,
stop.
Get up early, and he's the Harley man of the family, and he works at Salem Harley Davidson, and he has Mondays off, Sunday and Mondays. And every day, friends, when I go to the studio and I have to be here early, like at 6 in the morning, he is helping me get my car warmed up,
oh, yeah.
And he waves me goodbye and all that. We drink coffee together in the morning, so it's a treat when I can bring bring him in the studio with me. And we were talking over the weekend, well, what are we going to talk about on Monday? And I said, well, why don't we go through our ballot?
Yeah.
And I'm sure others in your household are kind of doing the same, and it's fun, and yet you have differences of opinion.
Yep.
And different things, and one of the, and I don't know enough about it, I guess, and usually if I don't know enough about something, the vote is normally no, and you have to tell me more, and I have to learn more, and again, kind of the same whole, you know, looking out with fear and trembling, how am I going to vote on this one, is this mushroom thing. I don't know enough about it, and I saw some commercials about it and how it's supposed to help the treatment, and they throw the veteran up there. They throw, you know, again, it seems emotional. I don't know enough about it. It's Measure 109. Of course, our good friend Bill Post, he has his voter guide for the whole state and all these different counties and cities and things. He's put his voter guide, he does this, I guess, every year, BillPost.com. And he said he's voting no on this one. So that kind of influences me because I trust Bill. It says Measure 109 allows manufacturer delivery administration of, I don't even, how do you even say that word?
Psilocybin
has supervised,
yeah.
Licensed facilities, imposes a 2-year development period. And so it allows manufacture and delivery of this psychoactive mushroom. As supervised licensed facilities imposes a 2-year development period, creates enforcement and taxation system, advisory board, and administration fund. So that's a vote yes if you say yes. If you say no, it retains the current law which prohibits manufacture, delivery, and possession of this mushroom and imposes misdemeanor or felony criminal penalties. And so, you know, the whole debate about, and I know in Oregon we have both recreational and medicinal use of marijuana.
And that's
people
where I
are,
want to jump in.
Yeah,
and,
go
know,
for it.
Well, you know, it's because, you know, in years past, everybody, or well, I'll say a lot of folks, were against CBD oil and marijuana and things like that. Oh, it's terrible, you know, reefer madness. And it was all junk. It was junk news. And so when people started to listen and pay attention, then we're like, wow, it really does help. And like, yeah, we've been trying to tell you forever, this helps glaucoma and all these different things. So now we broke through that, and it is legal, and it is helping a lot of folks. Well, I'm not saying this is the same, but I just don't like a no without, you know, I just think it's when it comes from nature, and it's something that can be monitored and studied, then absolutely, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the Native Americans have used all kinds of different natural herbs through history to heal and to do different things. So just because, you know, it seems scary or you're unknown, I think we should study these things. And I just don't like the government getting involved and, you know, scaring folks out of maybe something that's good.
Well, a part that I do find comfort in is, you know, delivery, administration, license facility, and they're doing a development period. And so,
yes.
As with anything, you can always come back around and modify it and change it
and
through the legislative
with the
services.
Marijuana.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so that's something of interest. Any of these other issues as we go through this, I think is important to look at, you know, some of these others. Again, I just kind of follow through what Bill Post says and follow his lead on that. And he just says, you know, all these measures, none of them, you know, he doesn't think any of them will add value at this point in time. And so basically we fill out our ballot.
Yep.
We fill it out and then we fold it up and we
hey,
put it in
sign
this,
on this thing?
Not until you get to the envelope.
Oh.
So, or envelope, depending on where you live.
Where you live.
And so you put it in the little blue thing there, and then you put it in your in the big white envelope, and then you sign the back with your signature. Now, when they get them, they're going to compare that signature and make sure
your
it's
normal
like
signature.
Yes, they'll they'll compare it to the signature that when
flat
you register.
Flat surface, not driving down the car.
And then that's how it works. And then we do the track the vote.
Secrecy sleeve.
So here's something that I think is important, and I've got to find it here. Talk amongst yourselves. Okay, how to check if your ballot has been received and accepted. The Oregon election officials had already received 3 out of every 10 ballots distributed to voters for the 2020 general election, an unprecedented rate
That's
of early returns.
You guys, really.
For voters who might be curious about where their ballots are in the process, there are several ways to check. In all counties, voters can visit the Oregon Secretary of State's website at OregonVotes.gov and click on My Vote tab to check the status of your ballot. It will state whether the ballot has been mailed out to the voter, which we saw that with you, that yours was mailed out before we received it. Once filled out and returned, if the appropriate county election office has received it, all voters should have received ballots by Friday, October 23rd. So, friends, if you're listening and you hear my voice right now and you do not have your ballot, this is problematic because you should have received it by now.
Where can they go to get it?
If you register to vote and do not have your ballot, contact your county elections office today.
Today.
The Secretary of State website does not confirm whether ballots are accepted, just whether they've been received. If there is an issue with a signature confirmation, voters may not know until they receive a letter from the county elections office asking them to cure this discrepancy. That's another reason why to get it in as soon as possible.
Yes.
Curing requires voters to submit a signature that the officials can match with a signature on the ballot. Voters have up to 14 days after the election on November 3rd to cure their signature and have their vote counted. Final election results are not certified and released until 30 days after the election. In 3 counties, Marion, Yamhill, and Multnomah, voters have another option. And then it says go to page 8A. So we're going to wait on that.
Okay.
but a shortcut for you all, we have now, if you go to kslm.news, you go to our website there. We thanks to Amy. We have actually a shortcut for you. If you go to KSLM, maybe that's a little easier to remember, kslm.news, and you'll see election resources. And right there, you can click on that. You can check your vote. You can also look for the voter pamphlet online. If you've misplaced your voter pamphlet, you can certainly let other people know. And one of the things that we hope to do is get a link on there on Election Day, being able to click and see as the tallies come in. You can go to that site and
be
able to see
exciting.
The election tallies.
Yes.
Yes, and we're starting to get the invites from the different candidates and what they're doing for their victory celebrations.
Don't forget about helping carry someone's vote in. I mean, their
document.
Yes,
I love
in.
That idea.
People
from
that
Rebecca.
Are homebound or they can't, maybe they can't get out and drive themselves.
Yes.
Take that sealed envelope.
Yes.
Make sure it's signed, you know.
We need to make sure that we're taking
help
the time to help one another out and help these candidates. This is the last push.
Local.
This is the local candidates, our statewide candidates. It's going to be really, really close. And so it's important that we do what we can do to get the vote out. Talk to your friends and family. Where are you at? Do you
it's
need
fun.
Help?
It is.
We are in an incredible season.
Yeah.
And what a privilege. And hey, Terry, you and I, we've moved to Oregon for such a time as this, right? It's a great time.
Where are we going to breakfast?
Oh, let's
are we going
go,
to breakfast? I
yeah,
hope.
Let's
I mean.
Go somewhere fun.
I hope.
Maybe we'll go to IHOP this morning. I hope.
I
love
I
it.
Hope.
Oh, having fun with you today. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for joining me today,
You're
Terry.
Welcome.
Yep. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, over, under, around, or through, no matter what you're facing. Yes, you and I, we're overcomers. Have
a great
day.
Week, y'all.